Mountains. Hawks wheeling in a white sky. When Perry asked Dick, "Know what I think?" he knew he was beginning a conversation that would displease Dick, and one that, for that matter, he himself would just as soon avoid. He agreed with Dick. Why go on talking about it? But he could not always stop himself. Spells of helplessness occurred, moments when he remembered things. Blue light exploding in a black room, the glass eyes of a big toy bear, and when voices, a particular few words, started nagging his mind. Oh no, oh please, no, 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 don't, oh please don't, please. And certain sounds returned, a silver dollar rolling across a floor, boot steps on hardwood stairs, and the sounds of breathing, the gasps, the hysterical inhalations of a man with a severed windpipe. When Perry said, "I think there must be something wrong with us," he was making an admission he hated to make. After all, it was painful to imagine that one might be not just right, particularly if whatever was wrong was not your own fault, but maybe a thing you were born with. Look at his family. Look at what had happened there. His mother, an alcoholic, had strangled to death on her own vomit. Of her children, two sons and two daughters, only the younger girl, Barbara, had entered ordinary life, married, begun raising a family. Fern, the other daughter, jumped out of a window of a San Francisco hotel. Perry had ever since tried to believe she slipped, for he'd loved Fern. She was such a sweet person, so artistic, a terrific dancer. And she could sing, too. If she'd ever had any luck at all, with her looks and all, she could have got somewhere, been somebody. It was sad to think of her climbing over a windowsill and falling 15 floors. And there was Jimmy, the older boy. Jimmy, who had one day driven his wife to suicide and killed himself the next. Then he heard Dick say, "Deal me out, baby. I'm a normal." Wasn't that a horse's laugh? But never mind. Let it pass. Deep down, Perry continued, way, way rock bottom, I never thought I could do it. A thing like that. And at once he recognized his error. Dick would, of course, answer by asking, "How about the nigger?" When he'd told Dick that story, it was because he'd wanted Dick's friendship, wanted Dick to respect him, think him hard, as much the masculine type as he had considered Dick to be. And so one day, after they had both read and were discussing a Reader's Digest article entitled, "How Good a Character Detective Are You?" As you wait in a dentist's office or a railway station, try studying the giveaway signs in people around you. Watch the way they walk, for example. A stiff-legged gait can reveal a rigid, unbending personality. A shambling walk, a lack of determination. Perry had said, "I've always been an outstanding character detective. Otherwise, I'd be dead today. Like if I couldn't judge when to trust somebody." You never can much.